Okay. So the last 2 years, we had developed this notion that, one way of looking at some of these machlokot about Tirat Omer is whether there's one mitzvah or 49 mitzvot or something like that. And then we had developed, especially based on the Rav, that maybe a lot of these shitot can be explained by this emphasis on tmimot, this notion that accounting needs continuity. You need to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, v'chule, v'chule, forever. And that is really what's going on, why you might not be able to count if you forgot a night, and why even counting during the day, even if it doesn't fulfill the mitzvah, might be enough for this. And we talked about it in the context of Katan, and we talked about it in terms of the possibility of doing retroactive counting, and the unique shita of Rav Sadia Gaon, that it's only about the first night, that if you miss the first night, so then that's where things get complicated, but otherwise it's fine. And that might be a slightly different conception of it. So let us continue focusing on some of these issues. Okay. So, let us see. Yeah, so why don't we, what do you want to do first? Do you want to do the case of if you might have forgotten? Or do you want to, what do you want to do? You want to start with that? Okay, good. So here, so I pulled up the screen. So I'm sure you've heard growing up that the halacha is that if you know you forgot counting, so then continue counting without a bracha. But if you're not sure, so then you should continue counting with a bracha. So, what? Oh, okay. Well, the halacha is, so here's the halacha. Here, 1 second. Shulchan Aruch says, here. Let's do a little bit of halacha here, right? So this is Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Shachach velo beirech kol halayla yispor b'yom b'lo bracha. If you forgot it, didn't count all night, so count during the day without a bracha. Im shachach livarech b'echad min yamim, ben yom rishon ben shar yamim, sofer b'shar yamim b'lo bracha. If you forgot a whole day, whether it was the first or any other day, right? Not like Rav Sadia Gaon. So you count again without a bracha. Aval imu misupak im dileg yom echad velo safar. But if you're not sure whether you counted, yispor b'shar yamim bivracha. You count with a bracha. So now the Mishnah Berurah just clarifies. First of all, in Zion, why yispor b'yom? Kedat har pei poskim to be bidiavat tzvi yom olal l'tzvira. And that was what we saw from the Bahag, that bidiavat you're allowed to count during the day. Below bracha, why do you count during the day without a bracha? So either because, as we saw, you aren't mekayim the mitzvah, but it's only for tmimot, but that's not what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Mishnah Berurah quotes, "Yesh lachut l'daza boskim de'ein zman asvira ela belayla," because we're worried about Rabbeinu Tam that you're only mekayim the mitzvah at night. Ukishim mivarech b'yom uvivatala. Miu mikana laba sofer b'chol ayla bibracha v'lo v'kedil yom echad gam reishin sofer bracha o bibracha kedil kameh. Okay, then shachach levarech ratzal lomar shem siver v'lo nizkar ad svira she'achareha v'hu adinim no delo she'et mol ta'ab minyan v'safar svira acheret dino kemo shelo safar klal. The Mishmur just clarifies that when we say you forgot to count, that doesn't just mean you forgot to count, it could also mean you counted the wrong day, which in essence means you didn't count. Okay, that's. And now he says, why is it that if you forget a day, you continue counting with a bracha? So, well, you tell me. Why, if you forgot to count for sure, do you still count in following nights without a bracha? Because Rov Poskim Paskin, that you can. Exactly. right? Kedat harbe poskim dein svarat yom akvin zedzeh. Like the poskim who think that they don't prevent each other from fulfilling the mitzvah. Call yom v'yom a mitzvah b'fnei atzmei, and each day is independent. Why do you do it below bracha? Lachush l'man di amar tisvira sheva shabbatot mimod b'inan v'aleka, because we're worried about the bahag. That you need all seven continuous counts. And we talked about either it's one mitzvah or you need the continuity, etc. So what should you do? V'nachon b'zeh shishma ha-bracha min ha-shatz. The right thing is to try to hear the bracha from the chazan. O me'achad me'amavarachin v'yaneh amein, or from anybody else counting, and say amein b'chavana latzei v'achar kach yispor. Okay. So now, why is it, though, that we say, and I pulled this out into a separate file, why is it that you, if you're not sure whether you counted, that we say you continue counting with a bracha, right? As we said, it's an explicit sif in Shulchan Aruch. So here's the Mishnah Berurah's explanation. It's based on Shulchan Aruch in the Beor Halacha. The Shulchan Aruch made in the Truman Adeshen. Now we can do this one of two ways. I can either show you the original source in the Truman Adeshen, and then you can tell me whether you think the Mishnah Berurah is accurately quoting the Truman Adeshen, or we can start with the Mishnah Berurah, and then we can see whether you think, right? We can start either way, right? I want to see the Truman Adeshen and the Mishnah Berurah's summary of the Truman Adeshen, and I want to see whether it's an accurate portrayal, but we can start with the original, or we can start with the Mishnah Berurah. Which do you prefer? Which do you want? You want to start with the original and then see whether the Mishnah Berurah is accurate on it, or you want to start with the Mishnah Berurah's summary? And okay, so this is the original, and then you tell me what he's saying. Okay, this is the Truman Adeshen. Now, who is the Truman Adeshen? So we've quoted him before, and we've, as I said, based on Rav Shechter, the Truman Adeshen is arguably one of the most important poskim who, as he said, got the clean sweep, where all 345 tshuvot in the Truman Adeshen are quoted somewhere in Halacha, in Shulchan Aruch Nosei Kelim, which is quite impressive. He's Yisrael Isserlein. And this is what he writes. She'ela, tshuva lamed zayin. Im safek le'echad, im safar lai le'echad, olav. If you are unsure whether you counted, heyich ya'aseh mikan va'elach. What should you do from now on? Yispor b'bracha im lav. Should you count or not? With a bracha. Tshuva. Yir'ed yispor b'bracha mikan v'hala. You should count with a bracha. V'lo miboy im nizgar svekato b'yom ahu. She'az v'adai tzarech lispor b'yom b'lo bracha mitoch ha-safek. Obviously, if you forgot a night and remember during the day, so then you should count during the day without a bracha. V'shuv yispar b'shar alelot b'bracha. And that we already saw, the two explanations of why that's true in the Baha. V'hachi nehaginan afilu b'vaday shachach b'layla lispar. He said that's the case, even if you definitely forgot at night, v'sofer b'yom b'lo bracha, then you count during the day without a bracha. And then we allow you to continue with a bracha because you have tmimot. But even if you didn't remember until a later night, you still count with a bracha, based on doubt, the af al gav di bevadai shachach yom echad naginan ki bahag de chataf shachach yom echad shuv eino sofer peirsh bebracha di below bracha my nafka mina. Even though we paskin lichumra like the bahag, that if you forgot a day for sure, that you continue counting without a bracha, but you count without a bracha, right, like Tosfot, etc. De'ein nireh ve'lo yitachein bazak alach agadot lo kashiri d'chol mitzvah We don't tell you when you forget a night to continue with a bracha, even though that is the position of the Nutam and the Hagodah Shri. Vimlo safar b'achat mitzvah l'spar b'achirot, who hold that even if you don't count in one night, you have to count every other night. Mikol makom, nevertheless, af al gav d'lo nehaginan kivatayhu b'vaday lo safar, even though we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam and Hagodah Shri, in a case when you definitely didn't count, sorry, right, when you definitely didn't count, kibahag, b'safek matzinon l'mismach alayu, when you're not sure whether you're counted, so then you rely on the Bahag, on Rabbeinu Tam and the Agad Ashri, the Matzati, B'sefer Or Zeruah, Gadol D'Rav Yosefar, the Sphere of Bizman Azed, the Oraita, Pasak Nikoch Kach, the Abayt Lo Ishid of the Talmud, and Azim Bala Gave Lechomra, Yigave Sphira. He said, why? Because the Rav Yah, like the Rambam, thinks that counting nowadays is the Oraita, and therefore, it's a suffix de'oraita. V'tzarech lachzor v'lispar kamo gabe suffix amar emet v'yatziv. And therefore, you have to count suffix de'oraita. Suffix lo amar chozem yishum de'oraita hi. V'imkein benidon didan nami, in our case as well. Mitzvahu lisfor mitocha suffix. Shema safar halayla sh'avar. Because maybe suffix one you counted. The Ava gav da totzav manachol ashiri etc. Fligi behedya behal sfira lo desfira bisman hazeh ino lemi derabanan zeich el mikdash haynu nami sfira dechol laila mitzvah bifnei atzma vimkein shapir sofer bibracha umi miskakini davenezo betravayil velo behal dakti kulehai meacher dekadvu agonim daskarin hashem bibracha levatala ino lemi derabanan. So here's his analysis. Tosvot holds that counting nowadays is derabanan, so you would say safek derabanan likula. Except Tosfot also holds that if you forget a night, do you continue counting with a bracha? Yes. The Rav Yah holds that it's deoraita, and therefore even in a case of safek, should you count with a bracha? Yes, because safek deoraita lachumra. I bracha levatala. Bracha levatala might only be a suffix, might only be a halacha derabanan. And we're only machmir like the Bahag. So basically, when you're not sure if you counted, so now Tosfot would say you count. The Rav Yah would say you count because it's suffix daraita. We're only machmir like the Bahag. You pile up a bunch of sveikot. And in the end of the day, since Mekra din, we probably paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. Plus the Rav Yah, take it all together. When it's suffix, so you count. Okay? No, so the Bahag holds that nowadays, Darabanan. But he also thinks that he needs Mimo. Right? So he says, look, you have a combination of shitot here. The Rav Yah thinks it's de'oraisa, so suffik de'oraisa l'chorma, you should count with a bracha. And I'm not worried about bracha levatala, because bracha levatala is derabanan, according to many. And if you're going to tell me it's derabanan, that's great, except Tosfot thinks that you're supposed to count even if you forgot a night. So the combination, now he doesn't use the word svek sveka, right? Now in general, in halacha, we have a category, which is suffik. One doubt, the rule is safik d'oraita l'chomra, safik d'rabanan l'kula. But double doubt is always l'kula, right? Svek sveka. Right? And this is one of the most fascinating sugyot in Shas, svek sveka, ktubot daf tet. Say again? Good. So he doesn't use the word svek sveka. He just... Now, there are two conceptualizations of svek sveka, okay? This is important, and then we'll come back to this. One is the Rajba, which is, look, once you pile up more than one doubt, it's like a rove, right? It's like a majority, right? One doubt is 50-50, but if it's two doubts, so then it's 75, right? So you just go in the direction of the double doubt. The Prima Gadim suggests for the Rambam a very complicated analysis, which is like this. Which is The Rambam holds that the rule of Safek d'oraita l'chumra is itself d'rabbana, meaning biblically, a doubt will always go leniently. Rabbinically, a doubt goes l'chumra for a biblical law. But once you have a double doubt, it's a Safek on Safek d'oraita l'chumra, which is itself d'rabbanan. So now it's a Safek d'rabbanan, so you go leniently. That's the prima gadim. Now, the way the Rav formulates, and many Acharim say it, is that in a Svek Sveka, because there are so many doubts, we relate to it as if what's called there's no Leidat HaSafik. Halachically, we don't view it as if there is a doubt. It's not a Shaila. Now, based on this, the Truman Adeshen, even if he doesn't use the word Svek Sveka, it reads very much like a Rajba asks Sveksveka. It's like, look, there's a bunch of doubts, pile them all up. On balance, you're probably allowed to continue counting with a bracha. Right? On balance, you can continue counting with a bracha. Now, the problem is, now, I have no problem with this. The problem is that the Shach in his Hilchot Sveksveka argues that you can only have a Sveksveka if both Svekot are the same type of doubt. But here, you might not be able to do it because you have one doubt which is halachic and one which is in mitziyut, so maybe they're not combinable. But you see that the Truman Adeshen isn't worried about that. And the Mishnah Brura, now, let's go back to the sheet. One second, let me share it again. He definitely says something similar to Truman Adeshen. I'm not 100% sure it's exactly the same. He says, Yispor b'shar yamim b'vracha, de'ika svek sveka, shema lo delay klal, maybe you didn't forget it all, v'im dimtzilomer she delay, and if you say he didn't forget, shema alachak otan aposkim, d'chol yom hu mitzvah b'fnei atzvo, maybe you hold that each is a different mitzvah, v'way din b'chol davar she dino lachzor, Lisbor b'li bracha matzafek, im lo chazar v'siper, yisbor sharei lelo b'bracha, and anytime there's a doubt about whether you should count, so it's a svek sveka. V'lochein im ta'a b'yamim v'lo ta'a b'shavuot, o ta'a b'shavuot v'lo ta'a b'yamim. So similarly, if you forgot counting about the days, and you forgot the days, but you counted the weeks, or you forgot the weeks, you didn't count the days, so now there's a safek. Because if we've talked about this, how integrated the days and weeks are, and maybe you can be kind in the mitzvah with one, didino lachzor v'lisbor v'lo bracha, kanal emlo chazar v'siper afilochim onesh. Okay, Ezra out. Ezra, you need to go out. One second. Give me a second. Ezra, you can't be in here. You're making a mess and noise. Bye-bye. I love you, Ezra. So the Achronim say that once you say it's Svek Sveka, which again, it could be that's what the Truman Adeshen means, though I don't know how formally he means it, right? And he doesn't say exactly what the Mishnah Berurah says, right? He has some complicated Safik D'Oraisa, Safik, right? That maybe we think it's a Safik D'Oraisa, meaning his argument, Mishnah Berurah says it's simply a Svek Sveka, right? There's two Svekot here. Maybe you didn't forget, and even if you forgot, maybe we Paskin Lebeinu Tam. The Truman Adeshen, and like I said, this causes a problem for the Shach, because the Shach thinks that in order for a Svek Sveka to work, they need to be the same type of Suffolk, because presumably, like the Rajba, they need to be able to add, right? And they can't necessarily add if there are two different types of questions, right? One is halachic and one is mitziyut. You might have to view them independently. Mishnah Berurah isn't worried about that. He thinks it's a straight-up Svek Sveka. I'm not convinced that the Truman Adeshen means Svek Sveka. Because the Truman Adeshen, it's more like no matter which way you go, you can count. Meaning, if you follow the shita that it's d'oraita, so you're allowed to count. Because Safek d'oraita l'chumra. And if you think it's d'rabbanan, the main shita that holds d'rabbanan, like Tosfot and the Haggadah Ashri, etc., also think that the mitzvot are independent. And therefore, it's, I don't know if he's really saying Svek Sveka as much as, look, no matter which way you go here, it's, you know, it's similar to Svek Sveka, but I'm not sure he's formally invoking Svek Sveka here. He doesn't say it. But at any rate, that is halacha, we clearly paskin this way. That if you're not sure whether you counted, So then you are allowed to continue counting for whichever formulation of this you actually want to take. Okay. Let us go back to the sheet. Now let's just look at the bare halacha and polish off these halachic issues. So the bare halacha had said, so fair bishar yamim. The reason that most Rishonim think you continue counting is because we don't think the days prevent each other. Even though you need perfection, so the Ritz Geut adds another possibility here from Rav Haigaon. And he says, maybe the halacha, and we talked about this with days versus weeks, maybe the completeness is only necessary for weeks. Right? And therefore, another tzad to be makil is maybe as long as you counted every 7, 14, 21, maybe you weren't missing tamimot at all. Because maybe we do paskin that you need tamimot, but not every day like the Bahag, but only on the weeks like Rav Haigaon. Va'oteret sham, another answer. Dehechid ishtle yom echad, if you forgot a day, yispor b'leil sheni shtei sfirot. Kigon, right, another possibility that we saw in the Gaonim was that maybe you should always, when you forget a night, you should count. Yesterday was X and today is Y, right? Yesterday was 9, today is 10. Kigon b'shachach sfira rishona, yomar b'sfira shnia, etmol haya echad ba'omer, v'yom adein trei ba'omra, v'keim in damanu gam shal etmol, unavim klal timimot tiyena, v'chein muva b'shinu k'tzad, b'shibol haya leket, b'shim tshubat ha-geonim. He says, admittedly, achein sh'arei poskim lo hizgiru svarazo, it's true that most poskim didn't quote this, v'katvu d'hai timimot tiyenu kai akol yoma, and felt like the Bahag, that Tamimot was on every day, etc. However, Uve Elia Rabba Matsati Shekatav Shetov Lachush Ladivre Ravai Gaon Batirutoshin Eglisvor Gamas Virashalet Mobi Acharu Bli Bracha. But he says, if you forgot a night, and definitely if you're not sure if you forgot a night, so then the best thing to do is to be Mitzarif as many Shitot as you can. And so he says two things in this Be'er Halacha. One is that the reason if you're not sure that you counted, you can continue counting, is he adds yet another suffix to the mix, is maybe you paskin like Rav Haigaon that Tamimot is only for weeks and not days. Again, predicated on the assumption that these are separate mitzvot, but this just adds another suffix to the mix, which gets you to a svek svek sveka. Or whatever, svek, 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 sveka. How many sveka we have piled on top of each other? But the second thing he says is that if you're not sure you counted, what you should do is throw yet another shita. So you have four svekot in the mix and count retroactively, because this way, even if, right, so now you have four svekot. Maybe each day is independent. Even if each day is not independent, maybe that doesn't matter. Maybe you didn't forget it all. Maybe you only need completeness for weeks and not days. And if you count retroactively and say yesterday was 9, today is 10, maybe that's enough to maintain completeness like Rav Haigaon. So basically, if you're not sure if you counted, we can add suffix up on top of suffix, on top of suffix, on top of suffix to make it that you can continue counting. Oh, did Ganapolsky's internet... wait, let me just see what happened. Yeah, I figured that. I don't know when I lost him, though. Let me just wait for a second here. I just texted you. Ganapolsky, did you catch that last line of the Be'er Halacha? Should I repeat it? Okay, so the Be'er Halacha adds yet two more svekot to the equation of why, when you're not sure if you counted, you should continue counting with a bracha. Right? So far we had suffix one, you're not sure if you didn't count. Suffix two is it might not matter whether you count it or not, like Rabbeinu Tam. The Truman Hadeshin himself had said, well, maybe we paskin that it's D'oraisa, and therefore even if it's Suffolk, you should continue counting. Suffolk 4 that the Ber Halacha adds is maybe we paskin like Rav Hai Gaon that you only need Tmimot on weeks and not days. And therefore, as long as you didn't miss 7, 14, 21, it doesn't matter that you might have missed 8, 9, 10. And then he adds a fifth suffix to the equation, which is, if on day 10, you realize you might not have counted day 9, and you say, okay, on day 10, yesterday was 9, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Sher Tishon V'Tzivanu Al Sefirat Omer, Hayom Asara Yamim, Shem Shavua Chodesh Yamim LaOmer. So now you've added yet another suffix to the equation, because according to Rav Hai Gaon, you can also count retroactively and maintain Tmimot by doing the retroactive count. So we can basically keep piling suffix on top of suffix on top of suffix to allow you to keep counting. Now, he notes in the next one, below Bracha, Katab V'Nar Shalom, and this was something we mentioned last week in the Rav, so now let's just see it. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it as well from Nar Shalom. The Misha Meitom Utalifanav Bechad Bimei HaOmer, if someone is an Onen, right, his relative died during Svira, so he says what you should do, and we saw this from the Rav, he's far beyond Lachar Kurat Meitom Lo Bracha. So the Nar Shalom says, the next day you count without a Bracha. What's his logic? You can't be Mekayim the mitzvah while you're an Onin, because you're not allowed to do mitzvot, and the next day you count with outer bracha. Why? Because we might paskin like the Bahag. He notes, however, that if the person is only an Onin at night, but you bury during the day, then what should you do? During the day, and then you'll be allowed to continue counting like we normally say. But he says, Miu im nimshach purato kol hayom, but if you miss a whole day because you're an onen for a full 24-hour period, or you simply didn't have time, so then what he says is, then you can't continue counting with a bracha. But we noted that the Rav had argued that maybe what could you do? Count without a bracha, having no intent to count l'shem mitzvah, but count simply to maintain continuity. And maybe while you're an onen, you're not allowed to do a mitzvah, but you could count without a bracha to maintain continuity and then continue without a bracha. Now he notes at the end that maybe it's not even true that you're pater. And this is a possibility raised by the Note of Yehuda that's even more mechudash, which is maybe two possibilities. One is maybe you're only pater from mitzvot as an onein if they won't affect future mitzvot. So maybe Svirat Omer is different and you should dafka count. And the other suffix, he says, is that it's actually a machloket in the poskim, whether when you're an onen, you're putter from being Mekayim mitzvot, or you're not allowed to be Mekayim a mitzvah, because it would be a degradation to the dead person who you haven't buried yet. And he says, in this case, maybe you should count without a bracha, because it's a suffix. Maybe you're allowed to be Mekayim a mitzvah. And maybe this mitzvah is different anyways. And maybe you don't need tmimot, etc., etc. Right. But maybe, like the Rav said, maybe you're counting not to be Mekayim the mitzvah, but simply to maintain continuity. And it's a short little mitzvah anyways that takes 5 seconds. So maybe this isn't the type of mitzvah. There's all types of sveika that you can throw on. So maybe when someone's an onen, they should count without a bracha. This way they can maintain continuity. The last thing before we move on from this. Let's just look at this last bear halacha. One second. I'll share you on the screen again. The last point that he makes in the last bear halacha is... right, he notes that this notion that you forget only the days or only the weeks that you continue counting is from the Taz. Now, he says, obviously, this is makes more sense if you forgot the weeks because the days we paskin are the Iker, but he thinks it's true either way. But he says, if you forgot b'yomad mishalim shavuay, there you have to mention it, right, at the end of the week, so that might be different. Right, he says, if you forgot a whole week, it's possible, right, if you forgot the day, like, day seven, so now you missed a day and a week, so then maybe there, right, that would mess you up more. But at any rate, la halacha, on the end of the day, he says, as long as you did some sort of count on every day, whether it was days of weeks, he thinks combining all the sveikot, you'd be allowed to continue counting. Okay, so that's the issue of suffik counting. Svek sveika. Good. So we have like 20 minutes. So I think I can get at least one more issue now. Down. Okay, so let's do a very quick issue here. We'll see. Maybe we'll get two short more issues in now. Okay. So, as I said, this notion of completeness, so we've seen how it plays out in terms of forgetting a night. Another manifestation of it is this interesting shita in the Achronim, though, that because you need completeness, you should make sure to daven Mariv late, meaning after nightfall on Shavuot, because another manifestation of completeness is that you can't finish Sfirat Omer early. And if you were to make early Yontif on Shavuot, so even though technically you're always allowed to make early Yontif, right, just like you can make early Shabbat, because you're allowed to be Mosif Michal al HaKodesh, you're allowed to add to holy days. Maybe you're not allowed to do that on Shavuot, because if you started Shavuot early, you would cut day 49 early. So this is a huge chiddush of the Taz, but it's yet another manifestation of this emphasis on making sure that by the end, there is this completeness. Now, I want to be careful. This is a completely different type meaning of the word tamim, right, of tamimot. Before, we've been saying that you need continuous count, meaning you need 49 counts. The Taz is being mechadesh, that not only do you need 49 counts, but you need that the 49 days be 49 complete 24-hour units. This is a much bigger chiddush, right? This is a much bigger chiddush. You could have just said, look, I need 49 days. But once I hit day 49 and I counted, check, I've counted 49, to say that not only that, but day 49 needs to be full. You can't cut the day short. That's a chiddush. And we're going to see that the other manifestation of this type of shita is that we try to count as early as possible during the night so that each night is complete, which is yet another chiddush of tmimot. But let's start with this Mariv issue. So, as I said, this conception of Tmimot, that you can't cut the last day short, appears for the first time in the Taz. The Taz says in number one, in this sheet here, Ma'achren la'chil arvit b'knisat shavuot, kidei she'yihu yimei asvira Tmimot. We make sure to daven Mariv late, meaning after nightfall, so that the days will be complete. The Elia Rabba says, Katav Ma'achrin Latkil Arvit V'tzarachiyun. He says, I don't know why that's true. And as I said, this is a huge chiddush. The Prima Gadim notes, B'tshuvot Masa Binyamin, he says, Shemamtin B'kiddush al Halayla. The Masa Binyamin goes farther. He says, it's not just Mariv. When do I declare it Shavu? Sorry, less expansive. He says, it's not Mariv. Mariv, you can daven early if you want. Right? Meaning, even if you think that you shouldn't start Shavuot early because you want completeness, there's two points in the night at which you could worry about it. One is Mariv. The other is Kiddush when I say today is Shavuot. So the Masat Binyamin says only Kiddush. The Prima Gadim follows the Taz and says, Umikom Akum Yireh Degam Ba'arvit Mamtinin. Kamo Shekotev HaTazal. Because there are certain other areas of halacha, like Nida and the like, where we go by Marev. Yeah, Ganapalski. You don't count on Shavuot. That's the problem. You don't count on Shavuot. You're declaring that the count is over because it's the day after Tzvira. Well, that's the question, right? The Prima Gadim says that he holds like the Taz. Because when I daven Mariv, Mazkir B'Tfilah, Yom HaShavuot. You say today is Shavuot, which is after the 49th day. As we said, the Eliarabba says, what are you talking about? Right? So you have three positions in Achronim. You have the Eliarabba who says, this is Narishkeit. I don't understand what you're talking about. Once you've counted day 49, you have 49 complete days. You don't need to make sure that there are 24 hours, you know, complete of the Shavuot, that I don't start Shavuot early to cut down the day. What are you doing? I didn't cut off the day. I counted day 49. Day 49 exists. I have Shavuot when I have Shavuot. Now, this could depend on a Mechloket Achronim in general, whether when I make early Shabbos, it's still, right, there's two ways of looking at early Shabbos. Is it that I started Saturday early, or it's still Friday, I just added Kedushat Hayom, right? It's a holy Friday. If you think that it's a holy Friday, there's no reason to say that by starting Shavuot early, I've cut off the day 49, because it's still day 49, it's just holy, because I made it holy. If you think that it transforms the day, so maybe there's room to the Taz, and even then you see that there's a machlokes achronim, whether at what point do you declare that it's Shavuot and cut off day 49? Is it at Mariv, like the Taz and the Prima Gadim, or at Kiddush, like the Masat Binyamin? So you have three shito. It doesn't matter at all. It only matters when you say Kiddush, or it matters when you daven Mariv. If you look at the Mishnah, yeah. So that's the Masa Binyamin's argument. That's what Masa Binyamin says. Because you also say Mekadesha Shabbat, Mekadesha Shalva Azmanim, and mention Shavuot in Mariv. So there's also a form of Kiddush in Mariv. No, according to many, many poskim, you fulfill your mitzvah d'oraita during Mariv, not a Kiddush. Right? Because the Kiddush al Hayayin is clearly d'rabbanan. Even if you think the mitzvah of Mekadesh the Yom is d'oraita, doing it specifically over wine is clearly d'rabbanan. Okay. So lehalacha, now like I said, this whole thing is a Kiddush, but as you see, there are three shito. That who says this doesn't affect Tmimot at all, maybe because that's not what Tmimot means, or because you think that accepting Shabbos or Yom Tov early just means that you add Kedusha, it doesn't change the day. That's the Eliarabba. The Masa Binyamin says the only thing that matters is Kiddush, and the Taz and the Prima Gadim say no, what matters is Mariv. The Mishnah Brura says, Uma'achron lehitvalel arvit b'knisat Shavuot b'tzedek kochavim k'deshu yimei asfiram memtet yom tmimot. He, the Mishnah Brura, takes the most machmir construal, like the Taz, that you should daven Mariv later. If you look at the Divrei Yatziv, he summarizes the issue, and he notes, In the Taz, it writes, Machim Lutbal Arvid Begnisa Shavo Kadesh Yameh Sphere Tamot Ayin Sham. Uva Mogan Evram Vimigrade Masbin Yamin Utin Bekidisha Alayla. Umi Komokam Yira Gamba Arvid, etc. And then he says, Vitachain. So he says, here, this is, he asked the question, Vitzarch Beir, Maishna Kiddush Mitzvila. Why would you think that Kiddush is different from davening? V'yitachein, l'fim asher katav prima gadim anal. He says, what does it depend on? This is what I said before. D'yachol l'kabel shabbat l'kadosh l'chom b'yom l'anel arvit b'layl ayim sham. Sh'daike b'chei agam l'kadosh b'yom b'zen yirsh mechas me'am tet yom. He says, maybe only Kiddush looks like you're cutting the day short, like Genapolsky. U'mafsik hayom b'zen m'shim ha'kadosh. Marav is Marav. You daven every day. It's not unique. Meaning, yes, you say the words Yom HaShavuot, but what he says is maybe the argument that you wait till Kiddush is because Marav at the end of the day, you do every day. It's only when you do something unique and you say Kiddush, maybe that's what makes it look different, because Marav, he says, sometimes Yachol Itbal Miplag Mincha. Rachim Itbal, he says, maybe it's different, because, yeah, you daven Marav, and it mentions Shavuot, but in the end of the day, you always daven Marav, it's just a different text, but Kiddush is unique. Okay. But he says, maybe what this depends on, as I said before, is whether this transforms the day or not. Right, Shatosev Tosev Adayim Yomu Velo Chalafa Avar Yesh La'ayin B'Mar Mechaser Mem Ted Yom. He says, if you think that the way you conceptualize Tosefet Kedusha, making early Shabbos or Yom Tov, is that it's still Friday, it's just holy, then you haven't cut off the day at all. V'Achreich Lomar Sheinu Ela Chumra. And he says, I think that's pshat, and therefore this whole thing is only a Chumra. Dimlo came v'chi Tosefet Yom Tov Deshavot Shining Mishar Yom Tov Tosefet Migaret Mimo. Said we must paskin in general that it's still Friday, it's just holy. And therefore, you can't say suddenly Shavuot is different. And therefore, he says, I don't think you're actually cutting off the day. It's a chumrah. Why? Shirak nira kimechaser. It just looks like you're cutting it off. Right? So he says, maybe, and this is yet another conception, maybe it's not that you're actually cutting this off. This is not a real lack of tmimot. You can't really lack in tmimot simply by making Shavuot early. Maybe this is just about optics. It looks wrong. And he says, if it's about optics, that would support this svara that the only problem is Kiddush and not Marav. Because even if Marav mentions that it's Shavuot, it doesn't look as much in your face as Kiddush, because Kiddush is something unique. So he says, if it was about actually transforming the day, so then maybe it would depend on Marav, because in Marav you also say today is Shavuot. But if you think it's about optics, because really you can't remove the status of today's day is 49 just by making it Shavuot, so that would support the Shita that it only matters when you say Kiddush and not Marav. Okay, I just gave you a little bit of a summary here from the Piskei Tshuvot, and he just says Umachron Litpal Arvit Biknisa Shavuot Tzedeko Chavim Kadesh Yu Yimeshvir Memtet Yom Tumimot. The Shalah wrote Katav Sheikarak Beida Bazeu Rakshul Kadesh. The Shalah wrote like the Masa Binyamin that really it's only about Kiddush and not about Marav. And that's the simple pshat in the Magen Avraham. The Taz is the one who says it's about Marav, etc. And he says the Magen Avraham says Adarava Misha Makdim Litbal Bashir Shemosim Michal Kodesh Harayu Zaris Viniskar Dafka. According to the Magen Avraham, it's better to daven early because then you're Mosiv Michal Ola Kodesh. But he notes the Minaga Olam is Lahamtin Gam Betfilat Marav V'Ulai. And he says, maybe the reason the minag has become in many places to be machmir like the most machmir construal like the Taz is because simply kadesh lo yovo amonim lekadesh lechom yom tiknu litbalal arvit balayla. It's easier to just hold everybody in shul to finish davening Marav after nightfall to make sure they don't run home the second after Maariv and make Kiddush too early. Okay, could be. But he says that's the minhag. I don't know. There are different shuls. You'll see in some shuls, they're makbid to daven Maariv after Tate. In some places, they'll daven Maariv a little bit later and say, make sure not to say Kiddush until nightfall. I've seen both minhagim.
I don't remember what
my shul was. Okay. And then he notes, like I said, that some of the Achronim think Dafka, you should daven earlier to be Mosiv Michal HaKodesh. I think they're all. I don't know. And then he notes in the footnote here, he notes a chiddush from the Zohar Satshuva that maybe another svara to be makil is to say that maybe if it's true that you transform the day by declaring Shavuot, so maybe that doesn't cause a problem to Mimot, because if there's a mitzvah to Mosif Michal HaKodesh, so then I ended day 49 exactly when Halacha indicates I should, which is, I should add to the day, and if I add to the day, so then, okay, that's good, that's what I was supposed to do, so that's another svara to be makil. That even if you thought you should do Tmimot, maybe it wouldn't be a problem, which is a chiddush. That's not the minhag ha'olam. In the footnote, he notes yet one more possibility, which is maybe the minhag developed as follows. Since a lot of people stay up all night on Shavuot, if you daven too early, so normally people remember to repeat Kriyat Shema when they say Kriyat Shema Lalamita. But if everyone's staying up all night, if you daven too early, they're not going to say Kriyat Shema Lalamita because they're not going to go to sleep. And therefore, they'll forget to repeat Kriyat Shema. So maybe the reason that we wait on Maariv has nothing to do with Tmimot, but it's to make sure that people say Kriyat Shema the right time, because they're not going to say it again Alamita, so we want to make sure they get it right the first time. Okay, that's another possibility. I don't know. So that's a little bit on this other conception of Tmimot that affects this. Tomorrow, we'll polish off the Sfira things. We'll see how this notion of Tmimot affects what time you count every night, right? Because I'm sure that some of you know that at your shul, they daven Maariv a little bit later on, you've never seen this? In many shuls, they daven Maariv later. Okay, I know growing up in my shul, they daven Maariv later because they wanted to make sure that you could count Sfira at night. But we'll see the way that these issues of Tmimot affect what time you're supposed to count, and then we'll see a few other issues that we'll polish off tomorrow. And then I prepared a Yom HaZikaron sugya for Tuesday, and we'll figure out a Yom HaTzmaut. If I do an Israel topic, we have a lot of guest sort of shirim available on Yom HaTzmaut, so either I'll give shir or we'll just not have shir, and I'll point to you, you know, once Ray Wasserman puts together the full schedule for Yom HaTzmaut, we'll decide whether we have shir or you just tune in to whatever shirim you want to during the day as at your leisure. But tomorrow, it works out well. We'll polish our shir at Omer tomorrow. Okay.